Everyone, welcome to the Mass Construction Show. I'm your host, Joe Kelly, and this is a podcast about all things construction in Massachusetts and beyond. Today's episode is going to be excerpts from Focus Forward's Up in Your Business podcast. They recently had in Andrew Crow from Crow Electric, and I was so impressed by what I was hearing from such a young person, what I might venture, and I don't mean a derogatory way, a kid, right? And I felt like, man, there's so much we can learn from this young professional and everything he's been able to do. He's 23 years old, and a few things stood out. You know, he has an electric company. He took his license to become an electrician, failed four times before he passed, had to fail four more times to become a master electrician, but he was not deterred. He started his own business. He grew it. He streamlined the business. He leveraged social media. He used videos. He boosted posts on social to drive his business. He purchased an income property. He's hired two co-ops from his old Voc-Tech. He's part owner in a gym. Oh, and he wants to start a podcast too. So Andrew is passionate, dedicated, determined is probably the right word to use. I loved listening to him. I thought it would be good to share it with everyone that listens. And there was also, it was consistent with a lot of the themes that we talk about on social media and alternative education and how college is not the right path for everybody. There's certificate programs, there's apprentice programs, there's learning yourself, there's things like Lambda School. There's a lot of new interesting models that are coming to the forefront these days. And, you know, I believe that we really need to stop looking at the traditional mandatory path of go to high school, get into the best college you can, go into debt, and then go from there. So college is right for some people. It's not right for other people. It wasn't the path Andrew took. And I'd certainly say it's working out for him. And I would love to someday maybe meet and speak with Andrew. So I hope you enjoy this brief excerpt from the recent Focus Forward Up in Your Business podcast. Enjoy the show.
Sort of like give us a quick rundown of what your business is.
Yeah, so I was in a vocational school. I went in there for, I wanted automotive because I always liked doing that. And then I ended up like, you know, I was like, I can change oil, do tire changes and all that, you know. So I was like, I'm going to go into electrical because I, you know, I grew up with this family and this guy did it. And so I was like, oh, and, you know, he does good and makes good money. So I was like, I'll do that. And it was like, I went into the shop and it just was my favorite. And then automotive was the complete last on my list. So I was like, what? So I was either between electrical or metal fab. So when I got into electrical and then I went on co-op. So like every other week I was working and then like rather being in school, I was out making money. So that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, and then like the freedom is pretty crazy. So then, graduated and I worked for a guy for 3 years and then, you know, a week before I went for my license once, I failed it, went for my license again, I failed it, and then went for it again, I failed it, and then on the fourth try I was like, all right, so I finally, and then I finally got it, and then I ended up quitting him a week before because we got into a little argument. So then I got it, and then I had a, like a side job lined up, and it was for like one of my friend's father's, like wiring his garage. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I got my license now, I can pull the permit. I was like, I don't have insurance, but he's like, that's fine, I'll just sign off on it. And I was like, all right. So I did that, and then I was like, I went home after that, and I got paid, and I was like, I just made pretty good money, you know, on the side. So I was like, all right. I was like, Mom, I'm starting a company. And she's like, you know, like, I don't know if that's a good idea. I was like, well, the way I look at it, like, what do I have to lose? Like, you know, I was, I think I was 20 at the time. Jeez, and then she was like, all right, so, yeah, you can try it and see how it works, but, you know, it's kind of hard when you're 20. So I was like, all right. So I did it, and then I was in my, I had, like, this souped-up truck, so, like, I was like, I can't. You know, I was doing jobs in this and like, you know, I was just starting off. So I was like, you know, I pull up in this thing. Everyone's like, who is this? So I was like, all right. So I got a van. And then at the time I was like, all right, like I was just me. So I had my friend and I was like, he didn't have a job. So I was like, hey, I got this job coming up. It's pretty big. I mean, like, you want to help me out? And his name was Chris. And he was like, yeah, like whatever. So we did. And then to this day, he still works for me. And like now he's like a big part of like, I run everything by him, you know? So, like, now we work together hand on hand. Like, he's my right, like, if I have a problem, I'll call him, like, what would you do, you know? So then it was just me and him for, like, 2 years. No, 1 year and a half. And then I was like, all right. So like, in order to grow, I have to go get my master's so I can hire other people. So I was like, all right. So I studied for it, failed it once, failed it twice, failed it three times, and finally got on the fourth try. And like that, I'm like horrible, like with like the whole testing. Yeah, I'm horrible at testing. So I was like, all right, like I got to get it in order to grow. Like, and then, you know, so I got it, and then it was just me and him. And then I ended up buying like a, you know, I was looking back and she's like, all right, you made X amount this year. Cause my mom does all my books. Like she's like a huge, huge part of it, you know? Yeah. And then she doesn't make me pay her. So it's like a win-win for me, you know? So it's like, so, and then, so I was like, she's like, well, you spend like so much money in gas. Like what the heck? And I was like, yeah, cause I'm running back and forth.
Right.
So then I was like, all right. So I told Chris and I was like, hey, what do you think about going about buying one of these like box trucks? Yeah, that way we can have everything in the truck. And like, we're not running back and forth, you know? And he's like, yeah. Like, and it was a cool truck. It was four-wheel drive. And like, it was, it's like a billboard. So yeah. I was like, yeah, we can, I can, he's like, I can see Crow Electric on it. So I was like, all right. So we ended up buying like a truck, put that on there. And then, so now we had that truck and now I have the van. Then I ended up selling my personal truck. So now I'll have like, I'm just daily, I still, to this day, I even drove the van and parked it right out front for the advertisement, you know? So I'm just like, I have a van and then I have this big box truck. And then I had a shop at the time, just two bays.
Yeah.
And then, so we went from there and then I was like, all right, we're getting like really busy. You know, people are starting to like trust us, the name's getting out.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's, you know, like we can expand now. So like, then I finally got a guy and, you know, he was doing jobs. So we got an apprentice and a guy, and then it was me and Chris. So then, you know, we're splitting jobs. And then between all that, like I'm trying to work and then answer phone calls, you know, so, and it wasn't that busy, you know, so I could do it all. I was like, all right. And then like, you know, I started the S Corp. I put it into an S Corp instead of being a sole proprietor because we were getting into bigger jobs, you know?
Yeah.
So then he was like, all right, so like, what's our next step? And I was like, I don't know, dude, like, what do you want to do now? Like, we're growing pretty quick. And like, we're working in all these like high income houses, you know? So he was like, all right, so the next thing I think we do is we get another truck. So I was like, all right. So I got another truck and we got another licensed guy. So now we have, I got the van and then I got, I'll show you guys pictures of it. It's a mini truck. It's pretty cool. It's like a tiny little truck. And I got the van, those two big box trucks. And then, so I got them out in the two box trucks and I'm out in the van. So now like, they're out working and then I'll be doing estimates, like the little service calls and stuff like that. And I'll just put them on the big, like the all day jobs, you know? So then like now we stand there and then, you know, like 3 months ago, I was like, I can't find help because nobody wants to go in the trade. I can't, you know, there's no way of making more money and growing if you can't do that. So I was like, so we have like this amount, Chris. I was like, why don't we just take this money and put it into real estate and then we'll have like a cash flowing property. So he was like, yeah. So I was like, so we ended up putting like 25% down. So therefore, like, I didn't have to live in it.
Yeah.
So now it's just like each month of this cash flows and it's right down the street. So then like, I was like, all right, well, it's a win-win. So, cause now we have something that gives us more money a month. And go with the, like the tax off benefits is like, you know, it's a huge write off. So I was like, that really helps us out. And then that way we're not paying a bunch in taxes in the year.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right. So, and then now I have those, Chris and another licensed guy that are out with two apprentices. And then I actually got kids from the school. So they work every other week. So it's kind of like I gave back, but it works out good because, you know, like before the coronavirus happened, it was, he was every other week. And then the coronavirus, so he was full time, which worked out perfect because like we were so busy at the time, you know what I mean? And like before all the coronavirus, like we were getting really slow and I just had these guys and I was like, all right, like now I'm getting ready to put him on unemployment. Like we just hired this, we just bought this. So I was like, what do you want to do? So, and then I was like, I did some research and I was like, dude, I think we should get into like some marketing. So he was like, all right, yeah, yeah. So I did that and then I came up with this video. It was like a minute long, not even, but it was like a commercial and I was like, it really like reached to people. And then I boosted it and I like targeted like the high income areas. Cause that's like where like we're most likely to work. You know what I mean? People are doing renovations and all that, especially through the coronavirus. And I promised him, I was like, I will promise you 40 hours a week. And he was like, all right. So I did it. And then we just got like, to this day, like right now, we're just slammed. Like, and I can't find help. So now like, we just keep working and working and working. And then like, you know, I'm trying to like, have a life and work. And then I have the rental property. And then, you know, and then I had this guy come to me, like my boxing gym guy. And he was like, hey, let's sit down and talk about business. So I was like, all right. So I did that on a Saturday. And then he was like, I want you to, you know, maybe potentially join the business. So I was like, all right. And he goes, I have two investors. I want you to buy them out. And then you'll have like, you'll have a business. And then it's just another form of income. So you know what I mean? Instead of like trying to keep growing, I was like, all right, how can I get more income to the business? You know what I mean? Because, you know, your average person's like, all right, I'm not going to go work for a small business. There's no benefits there. So it's like, you know, if we can get enough money and like pay people more money than they like should, they get their other job, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, all right, so this will help us benefit, and then we keep reinvesting, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, that's the same way. Like, I tell them, like, I keep them all up with the numbers, like how much we have to pay a month to keep going, like this, that, and that. And then like, I don't even pay myself a lot. Like, I pay myself the same amount as I pay Chris. And that way I can just take the money and put it back in, you know? Mm-hmm. And then everyone's like, how are you in like real estate, invest in the business, like, and you have a social life. And like, you know, I was like,
you set yourself up to be pretty busy.
Yeah. And then like, and everyone's like, you must be stressed out. I'm like, no, like I'm like, and I haven't, on top of it all, I haven't drank in 8 months just because like, I never had a problem with it. Like,
yeah.
You know, I was just like, why not? And everyone's like, you're so happy. And like, what, are you on drugs? I'm like, no, like, I'm just, you know, I just like, I'm just a happy kid. And like,
you're like, I'm high on life.
Yeah. That's what I say. And everyone's like, well, you're a different kind of person.
You
like,
don't have to be on drugs to be happy.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's what I say. And everyone, like all my friends, like, they're like, all right, let's go to the bar. I'm like, no, dude, like, I don't drink. Like, what's like, I'm just going to stay here.
And you know how much money you save by not going out?
And I tell all my friends that. And then my other friend, my good friend, Sean Duffy, he was, he had like a really nice truck, and like it was just like he was like balling out, you know. And he did, and then he had like this Razor. So I was like, dude, if I were you, I would sell that and sell your Razor and then buy a two family. And that's what he did. Now he lives there. He put down 3.5, so he lives there. And now, like, you know, they're pretty much paying his mortgage, and he's living here. He's got a house, and it's like, and you know, and people give him like crap for it and stuff, you know. So they're just like, well, it's just it's a little house, and they're like, yeah, but I still have a house. Like, right. I can write that off. Like,
it's an asset. Yeah. Home, you have an asset, yeah.
Right. And I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I still live it. Like, my mom makes my bed, makes me food. So I was like, well, I'm not moving out. Like, if I can put 20% down, I'm just gonna put 20% down, you know.
That's
so funny. And then, you know, I, you know, started the podcast, and then we ended up getting two more shops. So now we have 4 bays and 4 parking spots, and then, you know, like that's like my office. You know, I get to go there and like do what I gotta do, and then, you know, away from everybody. Because then the minute I get home, everyone's like, yeah, so what are you doing?
Right,
you
know, right.
So what's the name of your podcast to give it a shout out?
So we're starting it. It's just going to be Crow's Podcast, something like that. You know, we're still working on it.
Cool.
But you can go on my Facebook page. I'm like, I share like a lot of motivational stuff. And like, you know, I'm big into like Facebook. Instagram, I am a little bit. But like most of our clientele is like Facebook because it's all older people. You know what I mean? But like we do Instagram, but not as much.
So you all pretty much, all your work, is it all residential properties?
Yeah. So like, so we do a little bit of commercial, but we haven't wired commercial buildings yet. You know, like I, you know, I learned residential. So like, that's what I'm in. But like we do like high income properties, you know, like, and that's what I like. Cause it's like, we do a lot of different stuff than like a normal electrical company wouldn't do, you know, like I like working directly with the homeowner rather than a contract, you know?
Sure.
And like, and then you can like feel them out and you can give them ideas and like,
yeah,
options and stuff like that, you know. So like, that's what I like. And like, I worked for a couple contractors before, but you know, they're always looking for like the lowest bidder. So I'm
right.
And the minute I go into someone's house, like I'll tell them, like, I'm like, listen, I go, I'm not your cheapest guy, but I can promise you I'm gonna do high quality work. I'm gonna use good materials that last long. I go, so when you do get other bids, yes, I'll probably be a little bit higher, but I mean, if there's a problem or anything, like, I'm gonna be right back, you know. Like, that's how I am. And like, everyone, like, we have a really good reputation, like 5 stars, and like everyone's clean, like we have all apparel and like and stuff like that. And then, you know, on top of it all, like, I'm doing all this like real estate, the business, and then all that. And then, you know, I don't know if you guys know what ALS is, but I'm doing a fundraiser for ALS One. So like, anyone that buys apparel, like all the proceeds go to ALS One.
Oh shit!
Is the owner of, like, the old owner of T&K Asphalt.
Okay.
Which he died from that. So like, he was a huge entrepreneur. Damn. So like, I read his book, and he's like, Kevin Gosnell, like, he, that's his name. He's like, he's a, like a huge, like, big deal, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the company's worldwide, and it's like, he's a good guy. But I mean, I never got to meet him, but you know, that's where Duffy's works now, is T&K. And so I was doing research on him, and I was like, this guy was pretty incredible.
Mass cons, to steal a Goodwill Hunting line. How about them apples, huh? Andrew was impressive. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you learned anything from that or if it was just straight motivation. Either way, I'd like to hear about it. I want to thank everybody. I've noticed an uptick in people liking and rating the podcast on iTunes and other platforms. So I really appreciate that. I wanted to say thank you to everyone that did that. Hope you enjoyed it and look forward to speaking with you next week. Take care.
Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cash talking to her. Buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever. Quiet as it's kept, they ain't even it's been. She spends his Franklin's at the malls with her friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. So Mr. Funkmaster, pump the BGs. And all you college students playing Ouija's. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E.